BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, and we're on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this week in for Grimmy. Here's what happened this morning.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Jazz hands, good morning, this is Scott Mills. Thank you, Adele, sounding great. Thought I forgot my straw then for my coffee, but it's all good.
That would have been a disaster, darling.
I know, darling.
Do you miss your Strictly people?
Do I miss them? A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I thought they really brought out the showbiz side of you. You were a different person when you were on Strictly.
Do you know what I'm kind of not looking forward to is when it comes back on and there's a new lot of people?
Yeah.
I'm going to absolutely hate that, I'm not going to lie.
Well, because your dancer's back on it. Mm. She's been re-chosen.
Yes, and she will dance with somebody else. But she also told me that if I ever dance with anyone again, quote, she will kill me.
Really?
That doesn't seem fair, does it?
And it isn't, because it doesn't work like that the other way around for you, does
no,
it?
No, darling.
So, what's the deal with that? She was re-chosen despite the hard work and everything. That, I mean, is that why? Is it services to Strictly?
You'll find, Chris, on all of the award shows, like the BAFTAs, and all of the end-of-year TV shows last year around Christmas time, the only thing they showed from Strictly Come Dancing, when it was referenced, was the iconic crab.
Yeah.
So that's I think that's why she's back on.
It's doing you a disservice, that. No, you're bang on.
Mm, thank you. Anyway, good morning. How are you? It's 6:35. It is Thursday morning. Someone's like, why are you drinking coffee from a straw? Because I had my teeth done, haven't I? They're just whiter than ever. And this will avoid coffee staining the front of the teeth.
It's so rubbish. It's so unreal.
I've seen Rihanna do it. It's fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Have you just woken up again like yesterday morning, or are you fine today?
No, I feel fine, but I do wake up as last minute as possible.
What was on? What was happening with your kind of flaky skin yesterday as well? What was that on your face? Not that,
you know,
I don't want to talk. I've got a third eye in the shape
exactly
of an insect bite.
I turned up this morning and thought, do you know what? It's got to day 4 or day 5 of your ridiculous bump on your head.
Still there.
I thought, I'm not going to mention it today.
I've been bitten by something, if you don't know about this. Of course you know about it. It's all I've talked about all week.
Well, earlier in the week, you were protesting that it was just a heat rash, which
yeah,
no one believed.
That. It's not. It's a massive bite. Still there. It's very visible, isn't it? It's not going down.
It's not going down. But no, I think it's something with the early mornings is causing both of us to sort of melt or something.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's not good for our skin. You need to moisturise, mate. That's what you need to
all
do.
All right. Well, come on. We don't need to be talking about this now. It's fine. Well, no, we don't, do we?
It's like moisturiser, some kind of dirty word. not the M word.
Let's not go down that route again. Yeah.
We've got to do some filming today for Radio 1 Big Weekend. This is going to be like a massive screen in Norwich.
It'll look even bigger on a big screen as well, won't it?
Brilliant. They rang me last night. Can you do some filming for the big screen tomorrow for Big Weekend? Really? I'm going to have to get a fringe on it. I'm going to get that extra fringe that Fern says you can buy, like a clip-on.
Yeah, because your hair doesn't quite reach over it, so what about a wig?
Yeah, okay, whatever it takes.
That would be awesome.
This cannot go on the big screen at Radio 1 Big Weekend. So, I don't know whether Greg James is listening this morning, but a lot of his listeners are. Greg was talking about this on his show yesterday. A band off of the 60s called The Who have been announced as the headliners at Glastonbury. It's kind of asking for it, really, isn't it?
Just begging for it.
It's a bit early, though. I'm not sure I can. I know I don't have the range I used to, darling.
Just channel your third eye and sort of...
it's a bit like Mariah Carey on All I Want for Christmas. You can't reach those notes anymore. The Who are headlining Glastonbury.
Oof. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know when you're really not allowed to do something, but you really want to because you're not allowed? Like when there's a button, like a red button, it's like, oh, I really want to press it. Okay. There's a huge map outside the BBC for the election coverage later. I really want to go on it, but apparently it's Sophie Raworth's.
Yeah, I don't I don't know if you'll be allowed on that, Mills.
I really want to go on it, and there's all these barriers and the security and that for the coverage tonight on the BBC.
What do you want to do with it?
I just want to hop around on it a bit. Go Scotland, go Wales. Maybe go down to the south where I'm from. Then back over to the east coast. Like, just jump around on it. That's all I want. Just once. Surely that's fine. Surely it's not doing anything else important today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Josie in Hampshire, hello. Absolutely shattered. I've done 10 AS level maths papers in the past few days leading up to my exam. Oof. Also, Lennox Benoit from Huddersfield saying, can my drama group have a shout? We've got our GCSE drama performance today. Good luck, darling. That was George Ezra. And did you hear the rain? It's 7:14. Good morning, Pippa.
Good morning.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Hey, I've got Sunita for you, specially for you, just to wish you happy birthday.
That would make my birthday.
Happy birthday to you and many more.
Wow, that's topped it off for me.
Sorry it wasn't personalised, but I only knew that it was your birthday about 2 minutes ago, so...
Not to worry, you're forgiven. Amazing.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And many more.
What a cracking start for your birthday.
I know, so exciting.
So what are you doing with your day today?
Tonight, I'm going to work soon, unfortunately. So I'll be spending my birthday at work and lots of meetings.
Oh, lush.
Where's work?
I'm a teacher. I teach media at the Harwich and Dovercourt High School.
Hey, a lot of media classes listen to our show in the afternoon. They have us on.
Yeah, definitely, we do.
Do you?
Yeah, of course.
Amazing. So you obviously are aware of Real or No Real. Shall we play?
Yes, please.
Here's your first one today.
On Instagram, you can now search using all of the emoji characters, except the aubergine.
Oh, yeah. Now, I think I've heard about this.
I'm fairly newish on Instagram.
So there's a normal search box where you can just put all the letters in, but also you can put the emojis in as well. It'll search for them, apart from the aubergine.
Oh. Why not the aubergine? That's quite sad.
Well, have you seen it? Have you seen the emoji?
I've never used the aubergine emoji. I think I will today now, though.
I wouldn't if you're a teacher. I use the aubergine emoji a lot.
Do you?
But I think I misuse it.
Do you never use the aubergine emoji for normal purposes? You know, like aubergine emoji for dinner? Question mark?
No.
You've never done that?
No.
Have you never eaten aubergine for dinner?
No. Don't think I have.
But that's something you should try.
Should I?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. I mean, since the rise of the aubergine emoji, I got involved. I went to the supermarket, got myself an aubergine.
So you've had it for dinner?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever eaten one?
It's a lovely thing.
Have you eaten one?
Have I eaten
a whole one?
An aubergine?
Yeah. Yes?
Yes. Yes, and I loved it.
Lol. Pippa, what are you saying? Real or no real?
Well, I think if it's not real, yeah, I think it will be. Yeah, I'm going to say real.
I've not done this before on my Instagram, so I'm not 100% sure on this one, but I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
So people have been testing this on Instagram over the last couple of weeks. Put in any emoji and it will find it on Instagram. But if you search for the aubergine, no tags found. And next.
Rylan Clark has become paranoid that he's over-whitened his teeth and now deliberately drinks coffee and red wine at all available opportunities.
What are they? Are they just completely new teeth? How does this all work?
They're not his own teeth, are they?
Are they not?
No, they're veneers.
What does that mean?
They just get stuck on.
Okay, so it's not that they've just been painted.
No.
No.
They are not real teeth. Wow. They're what I call fridge door teeth.
But he's clearly going for that look, the extra bright look.
Mm. How long do you reckon it takes him to brush his teeth? I'm saying an hour. I'm quite jealous of his white teeth, though.
Surely you don't need an excuse, though, for some wine and coffee. You don't need an excuse.
That's right. I've been happily drinking coffee from a straw again today, because I've just had mine whitened, Pippa. I can't have coffee because it'll hit the front of the teeth. I can't have curry. I can't have red wine.
So you're drinking wine through a straw?
Yes, I am. Did that last night.
Classy.
Okay, what's the deal? You're having a roast dinner. You've got some gravy.
Mm.
Are you eating the chicken? Then
I'm sucking it up.
Then sucking the gravy.
Through a straw. That's what I'm doing. That's right, Chris.
Blimey. You've got your knife and fork there. You've got your straw.
Yeah, yeah. Straw at the top where the spoon would be. I'm committing to this.
Good.
It's only for a few days, but I can't touch it.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything's straw-based right now. Real or no real, Ryland's having more coffee and red wine to unwhiten his teeth, basically. Pippa.
I'm going to say real. They are really white. So white.
They're dazzling.
He loves his teeth white. I think it's a point of pride for him. So I'm going to say this is no real.
That one is no real.
Yes. Aww. You were right to go no real, Chris. Of course, he wants them to be as white as possible. He's from Essex.
And next, when BBC Four showed an hour-long programme of just birdsong on Monday evening, the entire show was provided with optional subtitles.
What? BBC Four are knocking it out of the park at the moment, aren't they?
They're knocking it out of the park with sort of what seems to be quite boring programmes on paper.
But I saw a bit of the Canal one, which we mentioned yesterday. It's just a two-hour show with a one camera shot of a going down a canal.
It's quite mesmerising.
Strangely wow. Calming, really calming. But did they show just birdsong on BBC Four yesterday with subtitles? What do the subtitles say? Chirp, chirp, chirp.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe they're telling you what type of bird is tweeting.
True, that could be it.
Was this a case of one of these kind of programmes that's aimed at the animal that's featured on it? You know, a bit like Dog TV. We've discussed that in the past. Is this designed for birds to watch?
Chaffinch TV.
Chaffinch Station.
It's quite niche, that. Oh, that sounds horrible.
Can you imagine? Just chaffinches on the screen. Yeah. You're desperately trying to lip read them. Yeah.
And you can ring them to get which one you want. Yeah, I've seen those channels. I know what goes on.
Chaffinch Station.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Chaffinch Station. Okay, this is going weird. So I need an answer, please. Real or no real? Birdsong on BBC Four.
I'm just imagining a chaffinch doing phone hand. Yeah. Call me.
So is there a birdsong show on BBC Four yesterday which features subtitles of the birds? Real or no real? Chris.
Real.
Oh, come on. And Pippa?
Well, if they did the canal one, and I don't know, maybe subtitles, yeah, maybe to know what the type of bird is, if it's a, I don't know, a blue tit or something, maybe, yeah, I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
So this was a show called Dawn Chorus, The Sounds of Spring. I've just had a look. I was hoping for, like, the noises of what birds it was. The subtitle just says, bird song. That's it.
What's the point?
I don't know. And finally,
an American man who was on the run from the police for theft has been arrested after liking his own wanted poster on his local police force Facebook page.
So he sees a wanted poster on the local police station's Facebook page and was like, oh, like? But it's him.
Well, I guess the problem is if you like something, it will pop up on your mini feed. So often I will see when a mate has liked something on Facebook, and then it will appear on my Facebook. So if he's liked a wanted picture, then his mates have probably been like, oh, he's wanted.
Yeah.
And get in touch with the police.
Someone's grassed him up, haven't they?
Well, people phone in ill at work, don't they? And then update their status or tag themselves at Fort Bath or something.
Yeah.
But I think people are silly enough to do that, surely.
Yeah, or some people will go out all weekend and then just not turn up for work on Monday, and then it's the evidence is there, isn't it?
Yeah.
From the weekend.
Oh, I think this could have happened. I'm going to say real. Pippa?
Yeah, no, I'm going to say real as well.
That one is real.
Wow, this was in Montana. The man was wanted for stealing someone's wallet and was arrested after not being able to resist liking his own wanted picture on the police Facebook page. Mad. At the end of that round of real or no real,
I got everything right. I got 40. Pippa, you only got 30.
All right, love.
Aww.
But it's still a good score.
Boop, boop, boop. Best birthday ever.
Have a good day. Love you, bye.
Thank you. Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning if you're showering right now. Remember to get your armpit. Yeah.
My armpit.
You had a shower today?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
No, I've changed things around a little bit because I'm getting a bit bored of that game, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, there's only so many times we can send you down to the basement showers here at the BBC.
Also, it's weird when my girlfriend's mum says to me yesterday, you know, why didn't you have a shower before? It's like, we shouldn't be having this discussion.
Right, so she's been listening and she's like, smell.
I don't like the idea of her listening to me naked.
Yeah, because I mean, also you're quite proud of it when you're like, I don't know whether you know, but this goes out across like the whole country and it's on like to the on the internet to the world, and you're like, I'm completely naked. That's kind of uncomfortable conversation to be having of a Wednesday afternoon, isn't it?
Well, no, I was fine with that because I found that quite funny. I just don't like now knowing that my girlfriend's mum is listening to me naked.
I get it, yeah.
This is BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
So you're fresh and clean today for the first time. Only took till Thursday.
Yeah, man, can't you notice?
Yeah, you look better. It's 7:41. We feel like we're in Made in Chelsea every time this song comes on.
Yeah.
Yeah, just walking down the King's Road, yeah? Yeah, I might go for lunch.
Awkward silence, yeah?
I haven't got a job, yeah? Here's Lucy Rose and Our Eyes on BBC Radio 1.
I'm alive, I feel it now. I never knew I'd find it in you.
She still hasn't sent us any of her tea, has she? Lucy Rose, Our Eyes. She sells her own tea at gigs. Love that.
We need to get hold of some of that.
Proper middle class, that, isn't it? Just selling my own tea out the back. Rose. That was Our Eyes. I love that. Lucy Rose on Radio 1. It's 7:44. Some people are getting it a little bit twisted and think that I said that Slade are in the live lounge today. That would be good.
Oh, this feels weird.
That's right, it's Slade in the live lounge today with Fern Cotton. Imagine that. Right, in your own time then. Slade on Radio 1. No, it's Slaves. I did a version of their song, Feed the Manta Ray. Do you remember? Because Nick Grimshaw made me. Don't tell me I'm always wrong. Why did this even happen? I can't remember. Off and on and off and on. TV show don't bring me joy. Teaching me how to destroy. I remember hearing him on this show at the time being like, wouldn't it be sick if Scott Mills did a version of Feed the Manta Ray by Slaves? I'd be obsessed with that. I don't even know why.
I don't know why it would be sick.
How his weird brain works.
I also don't know why you put that weird voice on when you did it.
I don't know. But we're going to call Laurie from Slaves because they need to get up. They're going to be in the live lounge with Fern later. But I'm quite nervous. Can you do it? Because I don't, like... Now I've done that version of the song, which Grimmy plays a lot, I'm worried that they're just going to hate me.
I see. You're worried that it looks like you've been taking the mick out of them.
Yeah. But I suppose we do have... Do we have to call them?
Yeah.
To wake them
yeah,
up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
okay,
like
good.
A rule.
All right, well, that's coming soon then. That could be awkward.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't know if you've missed this. Definitely Directioners won't have. Zayn Malik and Louis Tomlinson having a little bit of a spat on Twitter yesterday.
It seems to be upsetting lots of people, this.
Yeah, I get why as well. So it all seemed to start yesterday afternoon when Naughty Boy posted a picture of himself and Zayn along with this caption, replace this, and then Zayn retweeted it. And then Louis wrote on Twitter, remember when you were 12 and you used to think those Mac filters for your pictures were cool? Ha! Some people still do. Ha! Zayn then replied directly to Louis saying, remember when you had a life? Oh. So Naughty Boy, as you know, has been working with Zayn and then also kind of had his own back and forth row with Louis on Twitter. Naughty Boy then retweeted some kind of cryptic post made by Emily Sandé, but then it seemed to calm down a bit after a few hours. But it was quite it's quite nasty. And also, like, it's going to upset the fans, and surely Naughty Boy knows this. I think it's just a bit unnecessary on his part, because he knows it's going to get... attention, which is what he wants, but it's going to really upset One Direction fans.
I don't understand his tweets, Naughty Boy. That's the thing. Like, he puts a picture up of him and Zayn Malik, right? And the caption just says, replace this. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
And I think that's the hard thing. I think loads of people read more into it and then start giving Naughty Boy loads of abuse.
Yeah.
And then he's obviously going to bite back to some of that as well.
And some of... It just got a bit nasty. Louis was like, oh, I forgot you were such an in-demand producer. How does it feel to be riding on the back of someone else's career? And I just felt it was a bit...
The thing is, if you're a One Direction fan, it's not very nice, is it? Because
No.
It's seeing everyone kind of fall out. But then Naughty Boy seems to be getting a lot of stick because of it.
Well, yeah, because he knows what he's doing. It's just not very... It's not cool.
I think Naughty Boy just needs to come out and explain his situation and explain what he's up to and why he's doing a lot of what he is, because it's so cryptic on Twitter. And also, you can read way too much on Twitter.
And also, hasn't Zayn been back on this morning saying something?
He has, yeah. Yeah, he's been on not too long ago just saying, don't know why I'm being attacked for defending myself. People got it twisted. I love my fans, every single one of you.
But why? He wasn't defending himself. It was a joke about a filter. Oh, I don't understand.
It's all gone a bit weird.
I don't like it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, let's take a call. Hello, Radio 1.
Good morning.
Hello, who's that?
Oh, it's Jake from Rixton. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Again?
You all right?
So soon?
Yeah, again.
Thanks for coming in yesterday. How can I help you, please?
I just thought I'd call up. I've just tuned in. Just having a shower, listening in. Just thought I'd give you a call, see how you are. Is everything good?
Is this... Yeah, I'm fine. Is this because you heard Chris doing it on the show? Because we've been sending him to the shower this week because he doesn't shower before the show, is he?
Yeah, no, I thought I'd follow suit,
right,
if
okay.
you will. And just thought I'd call up.
Are you wearing any clothes now?
I am not.
Right, okay.
You've not got your hat on?
No, not now. It will be on soon.
This is... I think that you possibly are the first pop star I've ever spoken to in the history of my career at Radio 1 with no clothes on. I'm talking to them, think so. Well, unless... I mean, obviously, I don't know, because a lot of them are on the phone, but I think so, yes.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's a first.
How can I help you, please?
I've heard a lot of stuff about this showerokey, and I think it's my turn to step up to the plate.
Yes, okay.
Yes,
are you in?
All right, yeah, I'm in. Okay, if you are. Right, I'll find a song. Hang on. I've got the perfect one for you.
Okay.
So what you've got to do is carry on singing when I stop it. You'll know the tune.
Okay.
If you don't know the words, just make up the words.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Let's do this. Okay. Jake from Rixton in the shower. Today you're going to be doing showerokey to a band called Little Mix and their song, their song Move.
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Right, remember, just commit to the song.
Okay.
When it stops. You know that I've been waiting for you. Hang on, not yet.
Hey, get you back off the wall. Don't you get comfortable. Looking so hot, I think that I might fall. Hey, feeling like it's my birthday. Like Christmas Day came. I know all the words. Is that embarrassing? Just when it is open, you move, we move. Hey, get you back off the wall. Don't you get comfortable. I could be it all day. Looking so hot, I think that I might fall. Looking at another day. Like Christmas Day came early. Just when it was so when you move, you move. Hey, Tilly. Na 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 na. I gotta be before
you.
I'm washing the armpit. There we go.
That was awesome.
Thank you
for getting involved. I'm twice in a week is good. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm just going to step out.
Step out. Have a good day, my darling.
You too. Take care.
See you soon. Love you. Bye.
See ya. Bye-bye. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
While I was away getting this massive insect bite on my head in Vietnam last week...
It's getting bigger.
It's not getting bigger. While I was away, I saw, when I was just flicking through my phone... Did you hear this? This massive chain of coffee shops where you can now get free coffee... If the person serving you fancies you.
Yeah, I heard someone talking about this in the lift. Was it? Yeah, it would have been last week.
While I was off.
You're right.
So you probably know where this is going. I would quite like to send you out to a coffee shop this morning. Because I think we all agree, it's nearly Friday. Should we just get some posh coffees on the go?
Oh, posh coffees.
Shall we? I mean, you know, it's nice-ish when you make it in the Radio 1 building, but when we go out for coffee...
Oh, that is a treat.
Maybe a flat white. Was that one?
Yeah.
Flat white, yeah.
Or some kind of syrupy-based one.
Yeah, it's always a treat, isn't it? And it would perk us up, I think, a little bit. So I want you to go out and get some coffee from a coffee shop, and I want you to flirt outrageously with the person serving you and see if you can get free coffees for us today.
Oh, I see. So, because this is your round of buying coffees...
Yeah.
You're saying, yeah, great, let's all go get coffees.
But with no payment.
But the plan is that we don't pay.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I just saw it on Twitter last week. So the coffee shop says... one of the coffee shops says you can get free coffee if the person serving you...
It is real. There's an article about it as well. So what are you saying? So go there, flirt.
Yes, a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
And then if it doesn't work, you'll pay or I pay? Probably
you,
I have to put the pressure on, right?
Yeah. All right, so are you happy with that? There's no real choice. The Scott Mills Daily. Jennifer on Twitter says, this explains my free flat white on Tuesday. Thanks, lovely dark-haired coffee guy. Saul in London says, I rarely get a free coffee, but they always write caution hot on my cup. That's good enough for me. Thanks, Saul. Chris, where are you?
I'm just outside a coffee shop at the moment.
Thanks for trying this out for me today, Chris. We've heard that if you flirt outrageously in a coffee shop, you might get a free coffee. And this is what I want you to try, a little experiment for us.
Okay, right. So what am I going to do?
You're going to go up to the first server that approaches you. And they'll be like, yep. Can I help you? And then you order a coffee and then the flirting begins.
Okay, I've not walked past the coffee shop yet, so I haven't seen who's serving.
Okay, it's just the first person that approaches.
Okay, all right.
Are you feeling in a flirty mood today?
Not particularly. It's quite early in the morning for all that, isn't it?
That.
Are you gonna tell me some stuff to say?
Would you prefer that?
I'm not sure I would, actually. So perhaps...
Well, you just said it, so you, that can't not happen now. So I'll just feed you some stuff to say, because I think you'd be quite rubbish at flirting. Just a hunch I've got.
Well, I'll start. Why don't we use you as stabilisers? I'll start, and if it looks like I'm wobbling, you step in.
Absolutely, yes. I'm down with that.
Okay?
Yeah, okay. Well, step in whenever you feel like it.
Okay. I'm just going to order a coffee. Just keep it simple.
It's the general idea, yeah.
Got a coffee here called a long white.
That's one. Please order a long white.
Hello, sir. Hello. Can I get a long white, please?
Long white coffee. Anything else, sir?
That's it. Thank you, sexy.
Bob. No, oh, he's going in.
Okay, hang on. How are you today?
How are you? Okay.
Good. I feel a little bit tired, you know. I'm not looking my best. Normally look better.
Can you ask them to put a little bit of cream in there just for me?
You haven't got a little bit of cream that you can put in that, have you?
Just for me.
Just for me. Oh, actually, do you know what? I could use that cash that I've got. Sorry, I've run out of hands.
You've got really nice fingers.
Got lovely fingers there.
I like a man in uniform.
Do you get to take that uniform home? The uniform.
What?
Do you get to take it home? Yeah, that's nice.
I bet you look different out of your uniform.
Definitely paying for it, am I?
Yeah, long white, no? $199,
yep.
Right?
Say it. I bet you look different out of your work clothes.
Do you look different out of your work clothes?
Sorry?
Do you look different out of your work clothes?
Of course.
Yeah.
I bet you do.
Do you want me to pay, definitely?
So rubbish at
flirting. I've got a standoff here. Do you want me to... definitely want me to pay. I'm happy to pay, but we can make other arrangements if you like. I'm quite open to that idea.
If you're keen?
If you're keen. No. I'm touching my card down on the reader.
Okay, good.
In three... Definitely?
No.
Two... One.
Right.
Paid. Right, that's me paid.
So rubbish.
That hasn't worked.
Yeah.
I've got a long white.
Yes.
Thank you. Cheers, mate.
I'd leave quickly if I was you.
Right.
Get out.
Okay.
Right, good. So that went well.
I had a situation where he could see that I had found the coins in my pocket. Then I pretended to drop them. Then I took my card out and he was basically just watching me, waiting for me to tap it on the reader. I tried to keep it as long as I could, but a standoff ensued. And I had to eventually just touch down.
I enjoyed the horrible flirting.
Yeah, it felt horrible. He really was not keen. And then I just asked him, can I have a free coffee?
Yeah. Well, we can make other arrangements.
Listen, it hasn't worked.
No, so not on this occasion.
I'm mildly insulted by that.
No, I just don't think he fancied you.
I mean, if you did this, would it be different, do you think?
Yes.
Not with that massive mark on your head, though, right?
Yeah, maybe not at the moment. Still hasn't gone. All right, come back. That was good work.
All right.
Fail, but good work.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Worst flirting I've ever heard. Says Laura on Twitter. Cringiest ever listening right now, says John, also on Twitter. I'm enjoying how people are dealing with that coffee shop situation just then. John in Lancaster says, I had to sit down and put my head in my hands while that was on. Do a warning next time. Somebody else says, I'm having to get up and walk around the office to deal with how cringy Chris at the coffee shop is. I had to leave the room and rearrange toilet paper so I had a reason to be in the bathroom during Chris in the coffee shop. People just deal with it in different ways, you know?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Can't believe you got one coffee. Really
sorry,
selfish.
Yeah, I just realised that as well, yeah.
That was...
I'm not doing it again.
That was pretty awkward, right?
Yeah.
I love the touchdown. I'm putting my card down on the machine.
Oh, could you hear that? Because for me, that was the most awkward bit about it, was that I didn't expect that they were going to want payment right from the start. So basically, as soon as I ordered the coffee, it was game over. So I was there fumbling around with coins. I actually took some coins out my pocket and then was about to hand over the coins. And then I was like, actually, I'm going to use my card. And then got my card out. And
it means I can get out of here quicker.
Stood there with my card above this card reader thing, just waiting to touch down. So I was worried it'd gone too quickly because why were they taking money right from the start?
Where's my long white?
Oh, I'm not going to go out and get one again. I'll make you one here.
I don't know if you've had a chance to have a look at the text yet, but people are saying that was the most cringy thing we've ever done. Ever. He wasn't biting, though, was he? Not interested.
No, I really want you to try this. I mean, it's definitely something I think we should think about doing.
I would actually be up for that.
Would you?
Yeah. How's it going to work, though? Because I'm kind of doing the show at the same time. Okay, well, maybe we'll work something out. Yeah. We'll work something out for tomorrow. Okay, I am a bit nervous about making this call now because we're about to wake up Laurie from Slaves, who were in the live lounge with Fern Cotton today. But do you remember that Grimmy made me do this version of their song, Feed the Manta Ray? And I don't know whether they're going to like me. Don't tell me I'm always wrong. Off and on and off and on. It was Grimmy's idea. TV show, don't bring me joy. Teaching me how to destroy. Grimmy thinks that's sick. All right, so we're ringing the number now. Brace, everybody. This could be really awkward. Let's wake up Slaves and tell them that they're doing... Well, they probably know. Tell them they're doing the live lounge today. Just want to check they're awake. It's Laurie. Wait, yeah.
Hello?
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 Is that Laurie?
Yep.
Good morning. Are you awake?
Kind of.
Hey, Scott Mills here. You all right?
How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Didn't you have a gig last night?
Yeah, we did. First ever sold out Scala. It was amazing.
Oh, yes. And you've got another one tonight as well.
Yeah.
I feel bad for calling you this early.
It's okay. It's good.
You answered very quickly. Is it one of those situations where you've fallen asleep on your phone?
I was just about to. I really loved your cover of Feed the Manta Ray.
Oh, I was going to mention that. It was... kind of be like the elephant in the room that I'm so sorry about that. Nick Grimshaw made me do it.
I don't think you should apologize. I thought it was great.
He plays it a lot, and every time I hear him play it, I'm like, can you not play that? Because they'll hear it and be annoyed.
No, we don't get annoyed at anything.
Oh, so today you are coming into the live lounge with Fern Cotton.
Yeah,
excited, nervous,
dream come true.
I
remember listening to Live Lounge CDs, like when LaRue did hers and stuff, when I was doing my GCSEs.
Yeah.
And yeah, when it was like, you know, back in the day, and it's just like, I never thought a band like us would ever get to do it.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
It's very exciting.
So we're going to play The Hunter in a minute, which I know that you're going to perform later, but what cover, Laurie from Slaves, are you doing for Fern in the Live Lounge today, please?
Are we allowed to tell you? Is it going to be a secret?
Apparently that's the idea of this call.
You have to tell you.
Okay. Okay, we're ready?
Yep.
Okay, go.
It's going to be Shut Down by Skepta.
Yes! How's that going to work?
I don't know. You'll find out later.
Have you been having grime. A practice?
Yeah, for me, grime is the closest thing to what punk used to be, like the attitude and the way it sounds. It's quite like, you know, it's like instant and punky. So Isaac used to MC as well, so he's got that skill under his belt.
So that's going to be happening.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So Skepta, Shut Down is the cover. You were supposed to tell me, by the way. You're not in trouble or anything, don't worry.
Are you sure? Yeah. Did you just catch me out?
No, I'm not here to catch you out because you're half asleep, Laurie. It's all fine.
I thought that people used to keep it a secret.
They did and used
then,
to, but
that
then
was the old way.
Yeah, Nick Grimshaw started ringing people and asking what their cover was.
See, I'm never usually up early enough to find that out.
Yeah, exactly. It's only 1:07 o'clock in your day.
exactly. We got a new track saying I don't remember the last time I saw 7 a.m, but now I do.
Only when you go on holiday with your parents.
Yeah, when you go and get on the plane.
Yeah. Right, listen, we'll see you in a few hours.
Lovely, thank you.
And we're looking forward to seeing you on the live downs today. Thank you very much, Laurie.
Cheers, mate. Love
you. See you in a bit. Love you. Bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, so people are getting very, very competitive on this Hackstage Pass game on the Radio 1 website. Mm. Especially Matt Edmondson. Let's just talk about it.
Have you heard about, like, his attitude with this game at the moment?
In the office, he's like, blah, blah.
I don't want to go off on one, but I'm going to.
Chill out, Matt,
he's
yeah?
In the office. And it's not just one or two people that have said this to me, but he goes around in the day, his sole aim seems to be that he wants to beat me on this game.
Yeah, I mean, Matt's aim in life right now is to get better than you on this Hackstage Pass game. Have you played it yet?
It's so him, isn't it? Like, why can't you just let me enjoy my one good thing?
Let you have your moment.
I've got a decent score on this game.
Yeah, you are good at it.
Just leave me to it. You know, you don't see Greg messing around going, oh, I've got to beat Chris, or I've got to smash Chris. Edmondson walking around the office saying, yeah, I'm going to beat Chris, I'm going to get it done by this week, spending hours of his time doing it.
Yeah. And you know that he's been at home at night, like, trying to hone his skills.
You know that he's there practicing. Mm. It's so weird.
So, if you want to have a go on the game, it's on the Radio 1 website now. I mean, ideally, in an ideal world, you also want to beat Chris because it would really annoy him. But you are good at it. And I think it's your time to shine.
I'm all for encouraging people to do well. Do well. But don't set out to play this game just to beat me. There's no need.
I'm enjoying this. So you can choose which DJ you play as on the game. So it's either Grimmy, Fern, me, Greg or Annie Mac. And you try and get us backstage at Radio 1's Big Weekend. That's the idea of the game. If you're good at it, then you might be good at coding. I mean, I never thought I'd be saying those words to you, Chris Stark. But kind of logical thinking and solving puzzles is what coding
and
digital careers are all about. Mm. So if this sounds like a bit of you, check out the Make It Digital website for more information, bbc.co.uk/makeitdigital. If you're good at this game, you might have a job in digital soon. That's what they're saying. Mm. So yeah, what's your score at the moment? Do you know?
I don't want to say because people are just going to set out to beat it. It's over 5,000.
Oh, yes. I enjoyed the tweet I got yesterday from Daniel on Twitter saying, I used to like Scott Mills until this stupid game took over my life with his stupid voice. This is the only 10K I'll be doing this year. It's true. Our voices do get a bit annoying on it because every time you go over something or jump, it's like, oops. Woohoo!
Ah, too bad.
Nicely done.
Awesome. Help.
Fern there saying help. Gets a little bit wearing after a while, but try and get a good score now on the BBC Radio 1 website on our game Hackstage Pass. You're trying to get your favourite DJ to Radio 1's Big Weekend backstage.
The Scott Mills Daily.
People are getting really annoyed with my voice because Clark says, I used to like you as well, Scott, but after playing this stupid game, every time I hear your whiny girl's voice going, oops, it really annoys me.
It is quite annoying.
It is after a bit, yeah. But get on and play it today. I want to be top.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Right, we were talking about this earlier. Zayn Malik, Louis Tomlinson and Naughty Boy having a bit of a row yesterday on Twitter. It seemed to start when Naughty Boy posted a picture of himself and Zayn, along with the caption, replace this, which Zayn then retweeted. And we don't understand why he's saying replace this. We don't know why Naughty Boy had tweeted those words.
It's just a weird phrase to use, isn't it?
Then Louis Tomlinson goes in saying, remember when you were 12 and you used to think those Mac filters for your pictures were cool? Ha ha. Some people still do. Ha. Because Naughty Boy's got a weird filter on the photo. Zayn then replies directly to Louis, remember when you had a life? Obviously, Naughty Boy's been working with Zayn, and then there was a row between Naughty Boy and Louis back and forth on Twitter. Then it calmed down a bit. But there's some quite kind of nasty, bitchy replies going back and forth between all of them.
Mm.
But we just don't know why he'd put replace this. And Heather's been on. I think she knows more. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Scott.
Right, you know more than me. What's going on, please?
Well, I was just kind of on the internet the other day.
Yesterday?
I was just watching some Hollywood Insider thing. And I think what's happened is Liam's put an Instagram video on a few days ago. And it's like a jokey kind of thing. of a potential fifth member, like with quotation marks.
On Liam's Instagram?
Yeah, I think it was just a jokey kind of thing because the guy in it wasn't exactly a fantastic singer. I think it was like a karaoke video.
Oh,
something.
Yeah, I do remember seeing this, Mills. I've seen this video. It's some random guy doing karaoke.
Oh, and Liam put possible fifth member.
Oh, I don't remember the caption, but I remember seeing the video.
Yeah, and it was just like potential fifth member or something like that. And I think Naughty Boy's just kind of seen it like on a completely different level and it's just kind of blown out of proportion.
Oh, right. Okay, well, they're all as bad as each other then, aren't they?
Yeah.
And that's why Naughty Boy said, replace this. I get it now.
Yeah, but it's a bit dramatic.
It is dramatic. I mean, he knows exactly what he's doing. Whose side are you on?
I don't really know because, like, kind of more swinging towards the, like, the other band member's side.
Yeah.
I can kind of see that. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. You can see that why One Direction fans would be upset, though.
Yeah, I can see, because, like, I used to be a fan.
What happened?
I don't know, I just kind of, like, grew out of them, I guess.
Right.
But I still enjoy their music.
How old are you now?
I'm 17.
Right.
So, yeah.
So you were all about them when you were 13, not so much now?
Not so much now, like, but I still, like, appreciate them and what they've done and stuff, so...
Oh, thank you for your call. That's really actually helped me to understand it a bit more.
No problem.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Have you seen what I just put on my Instagram?
Yes.
It's from Woman's Own magazine, the front cover, and the most ridiculous headline I've seen in quite some time on any magazine or newspaper. Vanessa, talking about Vanessa Feltz, friends fear she's drinking custard again.
It's what a mad headline.
What do you mean?
It's just ridiculous.
I like the idea that her friends would be concerned about it as well.
They've had a meeting.
Yeah. They, like, we need
I'm
to,
worried about V.
Like, guys, we need to stage some kind of intervention here. I think, I don't know, but I think, just to warn you all, that Vanessa's back on the custard again.
Oh, no.
Mm. Oh, she can't be back on the custard. So what if she drinks custard?
I'm on the custard.
I'm on the pint-o custard.
I love custard, seriously.
Do you really drink custard? Like, because we've talked about drinking gravy before, like from the cup, and that's a bit weird. I also think drinking custard is a bit odd.
Are you, yeah, I don't drink it. I won't go outside now and make a cup of custard.
I don't think Vanessa does
I would
either.
If I could, actually.
Yeah.
Should we do that tomorrow?
What?
Let's get on the custard.
Get on the Vanessa custard
all show
diet.
Long. Let's all get on the custard.
Such a weird headline. Friends fear she's back on the custard again.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now we welcome star of TV, fashion and number one Sunday Times best-selling author, Sam Fares.
Hi.
Did you like that?
Yes, that's like good. That? Thank you.
That's incredible that you are a number one author, isn't it?
I know. When I first published my first book and it went straight to number one, I was like, this can't be happening. Like, I went from obviously working in Lloyd's TSB Banks, being on a show, to being an author. It's crazy.
And now you have your own... just do a checklist for me. Just say check. Boutique.
Check.
Fashion brand.
Check.
Fitness brand.
Check.
Fragrance.
Check.
Lashes.
Check.
And soon... footwear line.
Check.
Yes, Sam.
What's next?
Still going
what
very well.
Next?
What can we, like, what can
oh,
we
there'll
do?
Be something. We'll
let's collaborate.
Something.
Like, what can I suggest here?
Do you know what hasn't been done in this country, but has been done in America, but just nick it?
Yeah.
Rob Kardashian's got his own range of socks.
Socks.
Yeah,
socks.
Yes.
Sam Fair socks. Socks.
Sam socks.
Yeah, I
it's
think
endless.
That's next.
You can, there is everything. You can.
Everything.
Yeah. Is that how it works? Just think of something, put your name to it. Number one.
Yeah.
No, to be honest, the products that I do have and like my own brand and stuff, I do genuinely really enjoy it, especially like with the fashion and the beauty. Like, I'm such a girl's girl. Like, it's like the most perfect job for me. So
did
I
you say you've
it.
Got a fragrance?
Is that- I do.
Right, ooh, so how I, does, not, how does
okay,
that
I like
work?
The names of celebrity fragrances. So what is yours just called? Just Sam.
No, mine's La Bella.
Oh, La Bella.
La Bella, the beautiful in Spanish.
Well exotic.
How do you choose the smell?
Well, you go through, it's like a process. So at first they say, right, here you go, here's a number one. What scents do you like? And then you say, like, the top notes that you prefer. And I
ooh,
like caramel.
Notes,
I know,
beef.
Look. Beef. And then they come to you, like, a few weeks later.
Well, no, it's true. I love beef.
Yeah, right?
And
you wouldn't want to smell of beef.
Yeah.
Would
well,
you?
No, I don't know if that's what they're saying. Pick the scents that you like, pick the tones that you like, and they'll turn it into a lovely smell. Yeah. I'll take beef.
So you pick the top notes, Sam, ignore him. And then it,
and then they come back to you like with, like, I don't know, 10 to 15 different scents, and then you sort of narrow it down. And
but you know,
it's
like,
simple.
You know when you go to like a department store and you're trying, like after a while they all smell the same.
Oh yeah, they say coffee beans help,
yeah,
don't they?
But actually someone in one of the in the posher department stores, they get some coffee out and put that under your nose and then you have to re-smell it again.
I don't even know if that works or not, though. I have tried it, but I don't know if it works.
What do you mean? They give you a sniff of coffee?
Yeah, yeah, and they, it's meant to like clear...
The nasal passages.
Nasal, yeah.
And you've got, I know that you're going everywhere doing book signings at the moment, aren't you? Because you've got another book.
Yes.
And it's kind of, well, a lot of it's about your kind of on-off relationship with Joey.
Yeah, that's a part of it.
And other stuff.
And other stuff, yeah.
Cool. Okay, we're about to, yes?
No, just on the book front then. So how many books have you had out?
This is my second.
Okay, second. So third one. Do you think you're going to do a change of tact and maybe go into, like, the 50 Shades of Grey thing's been quite big, right? Are you, is that of interest?
I could do, yeah. It could be a different
Yeah, a bit of
erotic
fiction.
Yeah.
Do that.
It could be something new.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you need help, we can can help with that.
Do you feel, because obviously you're only, what, you're 24? No.
24.
Right, do you feel like, well, what am I going to write in my next book?
Of course.
So like, you have to be like, have to keep doing things.
Yeah, no, obviously there's... To be honest, everybody's really positive, but you do get your criticism as well. And obviously, I've published two books. I'm only 24. But, you know, since the first book, I always say it was very light and fluffy. It was towy. It was kind of like a how-to, a guide to Essex. And over the last couple of years, like with my new book, there is so much that has happened. Like, there really is.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't write it all in an interview. You can't do it all like in a, you know, a magazine interview. It's really difficult. And so it was nice for me. And I feel lucky to have the chance to actually write everything that's happened in my own words, in finer detail.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Hang on. This is why our listeners are brilliant. Eloise has just been back on about your new range of socks that you're going to do after this interview. Pairs of fares.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, there it is.
Me really and Billy, good. We could do it, couldn't we?
Yeah, you could have that.
Yeah.
You could have that for
That'd
free.
That'd be amazing.
Now, I know there's a slight issue because we're about to play Inuit Bingo and you haven't bought a spare top with you, Sam.
No.
So I don't, I mean, I'm
it
concerned.
It doesn't matter.
But I've got two options for you.
Okay.
I've got this Panto outfit.
It's
an elf outfit, yeah, so you can wear that.
Okay.
Or I've got your standard all-in-one hot dog outfit.
Oh my god, I might go for the hot dog.
You want to go hot dog?
Yeah, I'll go hot dog.
So Sam Fest, dressed as a massive hot dog, is about to play Innuendo Bingo on the Radio 1 website.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills here. Twice a week on my afternoon show, we do Innuendo Bingo. But because Grimmy's off, we have brought it to the mornings this week. Let's do it. The cameras are on.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Very pleased to announce that Sam Fares is back on Innuendo Bingo today. At the moment, she's looking fresh as a daisy. And she's wearing a hot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this, I'm guessing this isn't going to be in one of your new fashion ranges.
No, but at least it's keeping me protected.
Yeah, it's not really summer collection, though,
no,
is it?
No.
I think you're doing it down. I mean, who was it who did the meat dress, Scott?
Gaga.
Gaga.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm saying. Hot dogs are good look.
Oh, I know Sam Fares. You know about fashion. What do you think of Rihanna's omelette dress at the Met Ball thing?
Oh, my God, yeah.
A fan or not?
Not really, no.
That's ridiculous, isn't it? Okay, right, so Sam's about to play Innuendo Bingo. Get online and watch now on the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Here we go. Lots of people watching on their phone, like Liam in Aberdeen and Laura having a little revision break, and Alex and Evesham saying yes to Sam on Bingo. Okay, let's start with a classic, shall we? It's from Fern Cotton. Now, Fern's had a text from her mate Bozza, who sounds like he's got lost in his imagination while thinking about John Legend.
Bozza's been on. Bozza was also at the gig that I went to last night, and he said, oh, I've definitely got a touch of the old John Legends today. In fact, it feels like he's in my mouth, tickling my tonsils.
She was talking about the moment, of course, where John had a bit of a croaky throat on Red Nose Day. Sam, you know the rules. You played the game. No hands. Thanks. Over to Steve Davis now. at last week's Snooker World Championships. Now, I've never really played snooker, but when I heard Steve Davis talking on this, I found out what you get to do with your opponent while playing. Now, if I'd known what's involved, I would have taken up snooker straight away. Here we go.
It just seems like he's enjoyed himself so much. We've said that before. Sean Murphy's a great player. Sean Murphy's not down in the dumps at the end of that session. He knows he's played well. But shaking a player off is tough sometimes at this level.
Here we go, then.
Does I know it, you're going to get me on purpose.
Does it bring it all back now?
Yes.
It has been a year.
Who knew that was a thing in snooker?
Shaking a player off is tough sometimes at this level.
You're so stupid, you have to laugh.
Thank you, Adam and Kent. You can talk your dress as a hot dog.
True.
Now, it's a big day for Jeremy Vine today, a very big day. But let's go back to his Radio 2 show from last week, when he was talking about a subject that's very, very different to the election. As we join Jeremy, he's welcoming a caller, Simon, onto his show. And Simon's an expert in a very niche area.
Hi, Simon!
Hello, Jeremy.
Lovely to be with you. You're in Bristol, where you have your Firm Crowdy Pictures, I know. Now, you go into a lot of houses, and for exactly this reason, Simon, I'm guessing.
That's absolutely right, Jeremy, but I'm pleased to say that about 95% of the cracks that I look at are usually quite innocuous, but it's those 5% of exciting ones that really get me going.
Simon's an expert on why houses develop cracks in the walls. Thank you, Anna, and everyone else who spotted that on Jeremy Vine's Radio 2 show.
95% of the cracks that I look at are usually quite innocuous.
Good.
But it's those 5% of exciting ones that really get me going.
You're right there, Sam, a bit wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
the hot dog is
helping.
Soaked.
Yeah,
it's helping.
Okay, so Sam Fares is at the moment dressed as a massive hot dog on the Radio 1 website. Get involved. Now a favourite from Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo. It's from the weekend Sunday brunch, and Simon Rimmer was about to... Don't laugh at that.
Sorry.
Water, please. Simon Rimmer was about to offer his guests a munch on what he's serving up today.
So that's all on next week's show.
Okay,
there we go. Have a dig in on that. So what you get is that lovely penis-y taste. You get the jam underneath.
Oh, Sam, that was a bad one, wasn't it? Your makeup is still on point, though. How do you do that?
Well,
Simon Rimmer there.
Joking.
From
are
you okay, hon?
Like you've got a hole in your trousers.
I know.
Oh,
I was
no, it's all going wrong now. She's choking. He's got a hole in her trousers.
That's bad.
That lovely peanutty taste.
That's Simon Rimmer with the peanutty taste there on Sunday brunch. Now, this one might need a bit of reloading of water. There might be several hits of this.
Right.
So do stand by. Stand by with more
this
water.
It's really bad. It's got worse.
What, the hole?
It's right.
It's
there,
my
is it?
I'm just going to cover.
I'm so sorry, Sam.
It's okay.
It's not what you're expecting on a Thursday,
fine,
is it?
I feel like I'm defending a free kick right now.
I don't even know what that means. So stand by to reload. We're going back for another incredible, useful tip from Simon on Jeremy Vine's show.
It's one of these things where size is not the critical aspect, and it's really the rate of movement of the crack is the thing that that really drives the conclusion as to whether it's important or not. So if you had a 1 millimetre crack that developed in a day, I'd be a heck of a lot more worried about that than a 2 millimetre crack that had developed over 20 years.
Oh, really?
Oh, there's a lot of detail in there. I hope you were following.
He just ploughs on.
Yeah. Sorry, Sam, that was like continuous spurting there from Chris. I'm very, very apologetic right now.
You've said so much in your mouth.
Really, the rate of movement of the crack is the thing.
Thanks, Jeremy and Simon there. So now over to Holmes Under the Hammer. And presenter Martin Roberts seems to have had quite a thorough insight into the goings-on at this particular house. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hold your water.
Are they planning to sell or let it? Time will tell if they need to prise open Anne's purse a little bit wider.
I wasn't sure if that was one straight away, then I definitely realised it was.
Oh. Martin there from...
Oh, sorry.
From Holmes Under the Hammer.
Time will tell if they need to prise open Anne's purse a little bit wider.
I think Anne's purse was...
Prize open.
And purse. Hang on. Anne's purse is where they were getting the money from to redecorate the house. Okay. Thank you, Sam, who emailed that to me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Now over to MasterChef. Water, please. Producers on MasterChef have had to be careful that the contestant, Paul, isn't left on his own with any livestock. Here we go.
The final dish on the menu will be cooked by 44-year-old Paul, who is boning the guinea fowl.
You made me jump, I didn't even hear it.
Oh, Sam,
I didn't even hear the innuendo. You scared the life out
of me. Okay, here it is again.
Paul, who is boning the guinea fowl.
Now, I've just been told that apparently Paul was an expert at removing the bones from a guinea fowl and all meats. We're nearly done. Sorry, Sam.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, Sam.
Sorry.
You're just spiteful with the water.
It's, I do it twice a week.
Yeah. Okay. So, I've been told that we're crossing over to Gary Lineker now on Match of the Day. If you could load up with the water, please. Where an interview with the Sunderland manager suddenly strays wildly off topic with one startling question from Gary Lineker.
He's so exciting about the league and how the way they work. Yeah, very positive.
Do you think you'll stay up, Dick?
100%.
Why do we find it so funny? Because
we're children.
I know.
Interviewing Sunderland manager Dick Advocat. Is that right?
Loosely.
Do you think you'll stay up, Dick?
100%.
100%. And finally, over to Radio 2. Water, please.
Right.
Unbelievably, Simon the house expert is still going.
That's a great way of monitoring a crack. A really good way of monitoring a crack. Another way of doing it would be to draw a pencil line at right angles across the crack, put a couple of marks on, measure that with a ruler, and then measure it again a bit later on.
And that was today's Innuendo Bingo with Sam Fairs. I think definitely, Sam, you did come off worse there.
I did.
I'm sorry.
He let projectile...
I know, he does it a lot, to be fair. What are you doing today? Are you doing book signings?
No, I'm not actually. I've got a photo shoot today.
Of course you have. Yes. Don't do it in the hot dog outfit. No, that's my tip. Thank you, Sam. Good to see you again. Thanks for coming in.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are the best bits of Thursday's show. Join us tomorrow morning in for Grimmy from 6:30. Scott.